सॉरी भगी आई डिडंट गेट यू सॉरी
ओह कैन यू स्टे ऑन म्यूट ऑन म्यूट
श्योर श्योर या
So can everyone see my screen? Okay, I hope so. Namaskarah, swagatam to Navama Vargah. We'll begin with the Prarthana. Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahano Bhunaktu. सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ओके आर देयर एनी वॉलंटियर्स टू रीड द सुभाषितम
आचार्यात् काचियै नहि
अस्तु भगिनि गो अहेड् रीड्
आचार्यात् पादमादते पादम् आचार्यात् पादमादते पादम्
पादमादते
मादते पादम्
पादम्
शिष्यः
स्वमेधया
अच्छा शिष्यः स्वमेधया सब्रह्मचारीभ्यः पादं पादं कालक्रमेण च
सम्यक् सम्यक् भगिनि सो दिस् एक्चुअली वन् आफ़् मै फेवरेट् सुभाषितम् इट्स् मीनिङ्ग् इस् वन् फोर्थ् नालेज् कम्स् फ्रोम् द टीचर् वन् फोर्थ् कम्स् फ्रोम् अवर् ओन् इण्टेलिजेन्स् one fourth knowledge comes from the classmates and then one fourth comes only with time so I have a little breakdown of all the words over here can someone else read the meaning of the words other than Katyayani Bhagini someone else
yeah I can do that Satya yeah acharyat from teacher पादमादत्ते वन् फोर्त् इस् रिसीव्ड् पादं फुट् दत्त गिवन् आदत्त कम् टु वन् एस् अ गिवन् शिष्यः स्टूडेण्ट् स्वमेधया बै सेल्फ् इण्टेलिजेन्स् स को ब्रह्मचारिभ्यः आल्सो स्टूडेण्ट् कालः टैम् क्रमेण वित् सीक्वेन्स् आफ् टैम् वित् सीक्वेन्स् च एण्ड्
गुड् So this Subhashitam is pretty self-explanatory. So once when we learn something new, it basically says that to grasp the whole knowledge of it, one fourth of it is from actually learning from the teacher, and then one fourth of it is how we interpret it ourselves, how we understand the lesson ourselves, and then. The other one-fourth is from asking our classmates, you know, when we discuss with our classmates and we talk with others, then that's when you learn one-fourth of the material. And then the other one-fourth comes with time. So now you might think it's hard, difficult, and you might understand a little bit here and there. But after a few more years, you'll be like, oh, that's what they meant, like that. So padam, on the right, it says padam usually means foot. But here, they connected to how a cow has 4 feet, and similar to that, a shloka has 4 parts, just like that, how we learn has 4 parts. So, yeah, connection. That's good. So today's Patikramaha, our agenda is, first, we're going to go over the... Actually, we'll do the Punasmaranam and then the Gruhapatham. And then we'll go over Shashti Vibhaktihi. That's the only part of the review that I have not finished. So,
waiting with this.
So thank you to group 4 for being patient with me for reviewing for these 3 days. So your shashti bhakti. And then we're going to learn the kriyapadam and then the request version of the kriyapadam, anya and prathana. So can someone tell me what were the topics we learned last class? All the topics, everything that we learned last class. Nobody remembers what we did.
Yeah, I can tell. We have learned va, am, na.
Very good.
Asti, nasti.
Mm-hmm.
Then atra, kutra, tatra, anyatra, sarvatra, ekatra.
Very good, Bhagini.
Sentences with these.
Okay.
Then yeshaha, saha.
Okay.
Etat, tat.
Mm-hmm.
And some sentences like kaha, aham, ka, aham kaha.
Okay.
Masculine and feminine.
Okay.
Like bhavan kaha, bhavati ka.
Very good.
Sentences like those. And kriya padani also we have learned.
Okay.
Ramaha patati, aham patami,
Okay. Very
sentences
good.
Like this.
Very and good. That's about it, I guess.
Yeah, question and answer also. Balakaha kim karoti, balakaha hasati. What are the, yes. We have seen some pictures and tried to, find out what the boys and girls are doing, balakaha and balika,
mm-hmm.
and questioned and answered in Sanskrit.
Very good, Bhagini. Very good. And then also we did identifying the words, if it's akaranta pullingaha, that's a small thing, but we did that too. Okay, very good. I'm good. I'm happy that group 6 is catching up. So, thank you, Bhagini. Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, this was the homework that I gave you all to translate the sentences. I hope it helped a little bit somewhere. So, does anyone want to answer the first 5? Just the first 5. Does anyone want to answer? Who is this? Venkat Mahodaya?
God is everywhere.
Venkat Mahodaya, you're breaking up. Your voice is breaking up. Okay, it's okay. Keep on going.
Lekhni tatra asti.
Okay.
The pencil is there.
Okay, that's good. That's enough. Very good, Mahore. That's enough. You can stay on mute.
Thank you.
Kavya Bhagini?
Yes, who is this?
This is Jayashree.
Yes, Bhagini. Jayashree Bhagini.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shall I start from the first or?
Yeah, so he was breaking up, so you can start from the first one and go up to the 5th one.
Okay. God is there. Devaha sarvatra asti. The pen is there. lekani tatra asti.
Good.
The pencil is not there. Ankani tatra nasti.
Ankani tatra nasti.
Okay, ankani. Okay. Ankani tatra nasti. I am writer. Aham lekikah. It's that. Where is the cat? For cat, it's Marjara.
Lekakah.
Lekaka. Lekakah.
Yep.
Okay. Where is the cat? Marjara kutra asti.
Marjara kutra asti.
Marjara. Okay. Marjarah kutra asti.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Shall I continue it?
No, that's good. Can someone do 6 through 10?
Yeah, I can try. I'm Satya.
Astu, astu, Mahoday.
Yeah. A doctor is a hooker.
Vaidya.
Okay. Yeah. Female, right? So, aham vaidya.
Aham vaidya.
Marish.
It's aham vaidya.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Verishi is a sa kutra asti.
Good.
I play aham. Kailasmi, maybe? I'm thinking.
Aham Kridami.
Kridami, okay. Aham Kridami. Who is she? Saka.
Very good.
Is she here? Or is she here is Saha. No, Sa. Atra Astiva.
Very good, very good.
Na sa atra nasti. So no is na. Where is she? Sa kutra asti. Sa kutra asti.
Very good. Okay. Thank you, Mahodaya. Very good. Who wants to do next 1 through 5? On the
Kachyayini. Kachyayini.
Astu Bhagini. Go ahead.
She cries. Sa Rodati.
Sa Rodati.
Where is the lion? Simha Kutra. Simhaha Kutra Asti.
Good.
Is the telephone elsewhere? Duravani Kutra Asti.
How do you say elsewhere?
Anyatra.
Yes.
Anyatra. Anyatra asti va. Doravani anyatra asti va.
Correct.
Where is the arrow? Banaha kutra asti.
Good.
The arrow is here. Bana not there. Banaha atra asti. Tatra nasti.
Good. Good. That's very good. Good job, Bhagini.
Thank you.
Okay, who wants to do the last 5, 6 through 10? Any volunteers?
I do not know any of them, so I'll try.
Okay, I appreciate the effort.
Nalini Gachati.
Good.
Holds is I do not Grinati. Know what holds.
Grinati. Yep.
Ganeshaha Grinati. Kutra Asti Komp is I do not know.
Does anyone remember what Komp means? On the tip of my tongue, I forgot.
Kantakam.
Kankar.
Kankatam. Kankatam kutra asti.
Good.
Mam rataha anyatra asti.
Mama
रथः अन्यत्र अस्ति. सः कुञ्चिका, सा कुञ्चिका,
सा कुञ्चिका. गुड्, वेरि गुड्. डस् एनिवन् हेव् एनि क्वश्चन्स् आन् दीस् सेण्टेन्सेस्? अस्तु
अस्तु.
Okay, same thing. Now it's a little bit easier. Kathy, are you begging? Can you stay on mute? Okay.
Excuse me?
Okay, Kathy, are you begging? Can you do the first five? Translate,
yeah.
Answer to English. The first five.
Saha kaha. Where is he?
No, that's not.
Saha kaha. Saha.
Who is he?
Saha kaha.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. Who is he?
Mm-hmm.
Sa mahila. She is a woman.
Good.
Etat fenakam. This is soap.
Good. Fenakam, not
fenakam is soap.
This is a pay.
Soap. This
not
is soap.
Pay is pay. PH.
Oh.
Fenakam.
This
not
is
fenakam.
Etat phenakam.
Yes.
This is soap.
Yep.
Danta kurchaha anyatra asti. Toothbrush is somewhere else.
Good.
Vayuhu sarvatra asti. Air is everywhere.
Very good, Bhagini. Good job.
Thank you.
Okay. Who wants to do 6 to 10?
I can go. This is Chitra.
Asta Bhagini, go ahead. 6 to 10. On the left side.
Sita Gayati. Sita sings. Shivaha Dhavati. Shiva runs. Vidyalayaha Kutra Asti. Where is the school? Saha Karadipahava. Is that a torchlight?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this a torchlight?
That.
Esha Sammarjanina. No. This is not a broomstick.
Very good. Very good, Bhagini. And welcome back to class. Swagatam.
Thank you. Sorry, I forgot it was at 6:30.
That's okay. Who wants to do next five on the right side?
I can do.
Who is this?
Sushila.
Oh, Sushila, Bhagini, go ahead.
What is Sanganakam?
Sanganakam is computer.
Computer.
Sanganakam atra asti. The computer is here.
Yes.
Bhavatah nama kim. What is your name? Asking a male.
Very good, Bhagini. Very good.
Aham hasami. I am laughing.
Good.
Vimanam ekatra asti. The aeroplane is in one place.
Good.
Devalayaha tatra asti va. Tatra is there. Is there a temple?
Yes.
Lalita Patan.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Is Riya Bhagini there? Does she want to try 6 to 10?
Yeah. Lalita. Yeah, Lalita Patati, Lalita is studying.
Good.
Aham Janakaha, Janakaha is father. I am a father.
Good.
Aham Kridika, I am playing.
Player.
I am a player.
Good.
Female.
Okay, is Kridika Strilingam or Pullingam?
Strilingam.
Very good. Very good, Bhagini.
Gauri bhojanam khadati. Gauri is eating food.
Good.
Aham pibami. I am drinking.
I drink. I am drinking. Okay, good. Very good, Bhagini. Dhanyavadah. Anyone have any questions? Astu. So, make sure you do the homework. So it'll be easier, so you won't forget everything over the week. Astu. So next we're going to do the Kakasya Katha. So this Katha is very famous, so I'm pretty sure everyone knows this. But it's going to be totally in Sanskritam. What I'll do is I'll give you a set of sentences, okay? And then I want you all to write it down. It's only like 20 sentences, 20 small sentences. But you have to write it down, and then I'll turn to, okay, let me show you. So these are the sentences. I want you to write it down, and then I'll show these pictures, and you have to tell me what sentence corresponds with each number. Astu va? Okay, so the first one is Ekaha kakaha asti. Saha trishitaha bhavati. So either if you have good memory, then you can memorize all these 20 sentences, or I can give you like a few minutes to write it down. So just try to write it down. So ekaha kakaha asti means there is one crow. Ekaha kakaha asti. Saha trishitaha bhavati. He became thirsty. Trishitaha is thirsty. Thirsty is an adjective. So that means that it has to be the same lingam as saha. So saha trishitaha bhavati. He became thirsty. Bhavati is to become. So, okay. Who wants to read the next two lines?
Yep, I can do it.
Go ahead.
Kakaha sarvatra bhramati. Means the crow is roaming everywhere.
Okay.
Saha jalam na pashyati. So it did not find the water.
Good. Very good. Kakaha sarvatra bhramati. Bhramati means to wander. So sarvatra means everywhere. Atra tatra sarvatra. Kakaha, he went everywhere. Saha jalam na pashyati. Pashyati means to see. So the kakaha, he did not see any water. So what? Who's read the next two sentences?
Kachyayini.
Go ahead, buddy.
Saha ekam ghatam pashyati. She has seen a pot.
Good.
Kintu tatra svalpam jalam asti. But there is a very little water in that pot.
Good. So the crow ekam ghatam pashyati. Ekam ghatam. If the crow saw one pot, it's pashyati means see. Kintu, but tatra svalpam jalam asti. There, svalpa means small amount. There was only a small amount of water in the ghatam, in the pot. So, who wants to go next?
I can go. This is Chitra.
Go ahead, Bhagini.
Jalam atah asti. Kakaha chintanam karoti. Jalam ataha asti, I don't know. Water was low.
Adaha, yep.
Lower level.
Okay.
Good.
Water was in lower level. The crow was thinking. Chintanam,
good.
The crow was thinking. Karoti.
Very good. So the jalam adaha means down. So the water was, I guess, in the lower level. Or it was the bottom of the pot. So the crow chintanam here is like it's a noun. So chintanam karoti. Karoti means to do. So the crow was thinking. That's what. Wants to read number 5.
I can do, Sushila.
Go ahead.
Jalam katam pibami. How to drink this water? There is no this, no? How to drink the water? जलं कथम् उपरि आगच्छति.
गुड्.
जलम् इस् वाटर्, कथम् इस् हौ. इस् इट् हौ? कथम्?
या, कथम् इस् हौ.
उपरि इस् कमिङ्ग् अप्. आगच्छति, उपरि आगच्छति इस् कमिङ्ग् अप्. सो हौ शुड् द वाटर् कम् अप्? इट् वास् थिङ्किङ्ग्, रैट्?
यस्, यस्, गुड्.
यु वास् थिङ्किङ्ग्, या, ओके.
So, jalam katham pibami? How will I drink the water? Jalam katham upari agachati? How will I bring the water up? So, how will the water come up? Next one. Riya Bhagini, do you want to read number 6?
काकः उपायं करोति.
इट् मेड् ए प्लान्. ही मेड् ए प्लान्.
द क्रो मेड् अ प्लान्.
ऐडिया. गाट् दि ऐडिया.
जलं कथम् उपरि आगच्छति?
सेम् थिङ्ग् एस् लास्ट् वन्.
The water level was coming up.
How to
make the water level coming up?
Good. Okay. Number 7.
Can we do it again?
yeah. Go ahead. Okay. Number 7.
काकः उपायं करोति. सो द क्रो मेड् अ प्लान् अगेन् सेम् एस् अबौ. एकं प्रस्तरखण्डम् आनयति. वाट् इस् प्रस्तरखण्डम्? इस् इट् अ स्टोन्?
स्टोन्.
स्माल् स्टोन्.
स्माल् पीस् आफ् स्टोन्. खण्डम् इस् स्माल्. या, यु आर् रैट्. सो एकं प्रस्तरखण्डम् आनयति. सो It saw a small stone. Anayati means visible, made visible.
Anayati is to bring.
To bring, okay. So it brought a small stone.
Yes, correct. So Kakahu upayam karoti, he made a plan, and then Ekam prasarakandam anayati. He brought one stone. Good. Next one. Who wants to say?
Jayashree
Bhagini, go ahead.
Pustarakandam.
Prastarakandam.
Okay, Prastarakandam. Gatasya Antaha.
Kshipati.
Kshipati.
Yes.
Saha punaha evam karoti.
Good. Do you remember what prastarakhandam means?
Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Gandasyana in the pot, I think. Antaha.
Gatasya. So prastarakhandam is stone. Gatasya antaha kshipati. He threw the stone,
the stone inside the pot.
Inside the pot. Antaha means inside.
Okay. Saha puna puna.
Kshipati means deposit. Huh?
Yeah, kshipati means to throw. Kshipati means to throw.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Saha punaha punaha evam karoti. What does that mean?
So it was full, like it came up?
Punaha punaha means to repeat again and again. Like when I say puna smaranam, so punaha smaranam, to do again. So punaha punaha evam. Evam means only that. Karoti.
Okay.
That only he did over and over again.
Okay.
So, one second. I'm going to take up because it's a repetition and there are only new pictures.
Narasimha.
Okay, who wants to read number 8? Three number. Who is this? Narasimha Mahodaya? Narasimha Mahodaya, you can read number 8.
Yeah. Jalam Jalpari Agachati Agachati Kakaha Jalam Jati.
Okay, Dhanyavadaha Mahodaya. You can stay on mute. So he said, Jalam Upari Agachati Kakaha Jalam Pibati. So that means the water came up. Agachati means to come. So the Jalam is water. Upari means up. It came up. And Kakaha Jalam Pibati. So the crow drank the water. Pibati means to drink. So the crow drank the water. What's this? Number 9. Last person.
Saha prasannah bhavati buddhiman safalah bhavati.
Good. Thank you, Mahodaya. So saha prasannah bhavati, he became happy, and then buddhiman means wise person, or in this case a wise crow. Safalah means successful or fulfilled. He became fulfilled and happy. Astava. Okay. So I'm going to show the pictures and you have to tell me the sentence. First one. First question. Oh, do you guys need more time to copy it? Or I can go on?
Yes, please.
More time?
Or you can take a screenshot if... Writing takes time.
Yeah. If you know how to screenshot on your phone, you can screenshot this. Okay. So first one.
There is no crow in the first one, right?
The second one is a crow.
So, yeah, so there is no sentence that suits actually. Everything is related to the crow.
You're right. Let's pretend there's a crow all the way in the far, far and near the sun.
I think that is crow in the middle from behind.
No, that's a cactus.
Yeah.
Maybe this is once upon a time.
Ekaha kakaha. No, ekaha kakaha asti.
Okay. Let's disregard the pictures. We'll just say the first sentence. So, what was the first sentence? Okay, I'll go back.
Ekaha
kakaha asti.
Saha trushitaha bhavati.
Saha trushitaha bhavati. Very good. Next one.
Kakaha sarvatra bhramati.
Kakaha sarvatra bhramati.
Saha jalam na pashyati.
Saha jalam na pashyati. Good. Next one.
Saha ekam ghatam pashyati. Kintu tatra svalpam jalam asti.
Good. Saha ekam ghatam pashyati kintu tatra svalpam jalam asti. Next one.
Jalam adaha asti.
Adaha
asti kakaha chintanam karoti.
Jalam adaha asti kakaha chintanam karoti. Next one.
Jalam kadam pipami. Jalam kadam upari agachati.
Jalam katham pibami. Jalam katham upari agachati. Next one.
काकः उपायं करोति एवं प्रस्तरखण्डम् आनयति
काकः उपायं करोति एकं प्रस्तरखण्डम् आनयति गुड् ओ उप्स् नेक्स्ट् पर्सन्
प्रस्तरखण्डं घटस्य अन्तः क्षिपति सः पुनः पुनः एवं करोति
गुड् प्रस्तरखण्डं घटस्य अन्तः क्षिपति सः पुनः पुनः एवं करोति नेक्स्ट् वन्
जलम्
उपरि आगच्छति काकः जलं पिबति
जलम् उपरि आगच्छति काकः जलं पिबति नेक्स्ट् वन्
सः प्रसन्नः भवति बुद्धिमान् सफलः भवति
सः प्रसन्नः भवति बुद्धिमान् सफलः भवति वेरि गुड् डस् एनिवन् हव् एनी क्वश्चन्स् आन् द मीनिङ्ग् आफ् एनी आफ् दीस् वर्ड्स् अस्तु सो your homework is going to be make sentences for these pictures astwa so and you cannot copy from my sentences you have to make your own sentences and make the story astu I did not get a lot of homework so it's you can use like any Sanskrit you can search up in Google search up any Sanskrit keyboard and then type up your story and then just email it to me as just text or you can write it down in your notebook and you can take a picture of it and send that picture to me in my email or you can use like the Hindi keyboard since Hindi and Sanskrit is like pretty similar you can use the Hindi keyboard and then send me an email. Does everyone understand the homework?
Yep.
Especially Sushila Bhagini. Wasn't Sushila Bhagini that was the one that pointed this out? You pointed out that they didn't pick you know, they didn't follow it, right?
Right. Yeah.
So I'll be looking forward to your email.
Sure, I will do that. Once upon a time, probably, there was a desert or something like that.
Yeah, just use all your vocabulary, use atra, tatra, saratra, you guys can do it.
Sure.
Okay. So, the last part of the review, all we have is Shashti Vibhaktihi. So, in Sanskrit, the Nama Padam, the nouns in a sarvanama padam they're all in a short form so they're very easy in Sanskrit Sushila Bhagini can you stay on mute and Narasimha Mahodaya can you stay on mute please so Shashti Vibhakti all the nouns there are in a short form and there are 7 if you want you can say 8 but sambodhana not really but 7 vibhaktis and then each vibhakti is a conjugation of the word so it would be like ramaha ramam ramena ramaya ramat ramasya rame so basically like first we learn the prathama vibhakti prathama means first the prathama vibhakti is just normally how the noun is so ramaha sita Nadi, stuff like that. Those are all Prathama Vibhakti. So what we're going to learn is we're jumping straight to the sixth Vibhakti. So sixth Vibhakti, this conjugation is possessive. So possessive would be like Rama's book, Sita's ball, my house, possessive. So six conjugations, six vibhakti, I mean, no, 7 conjugations, 7 vibhaktis. This one we're going to learn is the six vibhakti. So, and the six vibhakti is possessive.
Kavya Bhagni, if I'm not wrong, we have done this already, right?
Yeah. This is the, remember, group 6 is merging in with group 4.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. I did not join last couple of classes. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So these are new students, right? That's what we've been reviewing for the past 3 classes. This is like the last day we're going to review. After this, we're just going to go continue with the Abhyasa.
Okay.
Good question. So, for Pullingaha, for Akaranta Pullingaha, Ramaha would be Ramasya. You take away the visargaha and it'll be Ramasya. Astuva, to say Rama's book. Vrikshaha would be Vrikshasya, the trees. Vrikshasya. Astuva, you see, you just take away the visargaha and it'll be Vrikshasya. So, let's do some practice. So Ramaha would be Ramasya. Krushakaha?
Krushakasya.
Sainikaha?
Sainikasya.
Arakshakaha?
Arakshakasya.
Arakshakasya. Vaidyaha?
Vaidyasya.
Chitrakaraha?
Chitrakarasya.
Bharavahaha?
Charmakarasya.
Tantrajnasya. Everyone understands? So that's how you conjugate for possessive. So let's see this in small sentences. So to say Rama's ball, you say Ramasya Kandukam, or Kandukaha is pulling up. So Ramasya Kandukaha. So how would you say the first one? Gopalakaha?
Gopalakasya
Gruham. The cowherd's house. Ganeshaha?
Ganeshasya
Moshakaha. Skandaha?
Kandasya Mayuraha.
Shlokaha.
Shlokasya
Chandaha. So the shlokas meter the rhythm. Vrikshaha.
Vrikshasya
Bilam. The trees hold. Kamadevaha.
Kamadevasya
Banaha. So this how. Shasti Bhakti, this is how you conjugate for Pullingaha. And then same thing for Sarvanamapadam. Sarvanamapadam or pronouns. So Saha would be Tasya. Notice that there is no Visargaha at the end. So Saha will become Tasya. Tasya Kandukaha. Tasya Gruham. His house, Tasya Kandukaha means his ball. Tasya Kandukaha means, Tasya Kandukaha means his ball. Tasya Gruham means his house. Tasya Sanganakam, his computer, and so forth, so on. So, Eshaha, if it's nearby, would become Etasya. And Kaha would be Kasya. Kasya Sanganakam, whose computer is this? Ramasya Sanganakam. Ganeshasya Sanganakam. Whatever. Balakasya Sanganakam. Whatever it is. Astuva. Does anyone have any questions on Pullingam? Shashti Bhakti. Everyone understand what Shashti Bhakti is? Okay. So let's do sentence. Eshaha Krishnaha. He is Krishna.
Eshasya Janakaha Vasudevaha.
Eshasya Janakaha Vasudevaha. So, his father is Vasudevaha.
Tasya Patni Devaki.
Tasya Patni Devaki. His wife is Devaki.
Kasya Bhagini Subhadra.
Who whose sister is Subhadra? Shiva. Okay. And then this is for Napumsakalingam. For Napumsakalingam, we have Patram. It would be Patrasya. Same thing as Pullingam. You just add a Sya. Patram, Patrasya. Pushpam.
Pushpasya.
Pushpasya. Come on. Okay, let's do some practice. So, this is straight to the sentences.
So, Gruhasya Dwaram.
First one would be Gruham, and then Dwaram, Gruhasya Dwaram. Phalam.
Phalasya Bijam.
Phalasya Bijam.
Phalasya Bijam. Mitram.
Mitrasya Patni.
Mitrasya Patni. Vahanam.
Vahanasya
Chalakaha. Vahanasya Chalakaha. Mahabharatam.
Mahabharatasya
Adhyayaha.
So, Pustakam.
Pustakasya Putaha.
Pustakasya Putaha. The book's page. Chalanachitram.
Chalanachitrasya
Nati. Oh, one second. Patram.
Patrasya Varnaha.
Patrasya Varnaha. Vastram.
Vastrasya Sutram.
Vastrasya Sutram.
Sutram.
Vastrasya Sutram. Pushpam.
Pushpasya Pushpadhani.
Pushpasya Pushpadhani.
Pushpasya Pushpadhani. Jivanam.
Jivanasya
Lakshyam. The goal of the life. Mandiram.
Mandirasya
Parisaraha.
Mandirasya Parisaraha. Kshetram.
Kshetrasya
Kupaha.
Kshetrasya Kupaha. Udyanam.
Udyanasya Pushpam.
Udyanasya Pushpam.
Pushpam.
Okay, this for Napumsakalingam.
Pushpasya Varna.
And then for Sarvanam Padam, Tat would be same thing. Tasya. Etat would be Etasya. MD Rayaha Mahodaya, can you stay on mute?
Tasya?
Can you stay on mute?
Yeah, okay.
Dhanyavadaha. And Kim would be, like you said, Kasya. So, Mitrasya Gruham. Kim Gruham. Ramasya Gruham. What would be the answer to the first one?
Kasya Gruham.
Kasya Gruham. Ramasya Gruham. Whose house is it? Rama's house. Next one. Etat? Etasya Dwaram Tatra.
Etasya Dwaram Tatra Asti.
Etasya Dwaram Tatra Asti. So, when it says Etasya, who is it talking about?
The house.
Yes, the house. So, Gruham become Etasya. The house.
Asya Gruham.
Where is the house's door? It's there. And then Tat will become?
Tatya.
Tatya Varnaha Kaha. Next one.
Tatya Varnaha Rakta Varnaha.
Tatya Varnaha Rakta Varnaha. For Tat, who is it talking about? Tatya, who is it talking about?
Door.
Yes, the door. The door. Varnaha is colored. Rakta Varnaha is what?
Red.
Red color. Good. Okay. And then we have Akaranta.
Bagini?
Yes.
Tasya can be Pullinga and Napunsakalinga both, is it?
Yes. That's right.
Okay. So based on the word, we have to decide
if it's pulling or
Okay, thank you.
Yep. So we have Sita. Sita will become Sitayah. This is from Rama. And then Patram would be Patrasya. Sita would be Sitayah. And then Bala would become Balayah. Last time someone asked me if what would be the strilingam word for a baby, because baby is shishuhu, right? And shishuhu is pullingam. And then the closest thing that we commonly say, I think it would be bala, because bala means like toddler. So if you want to say a baby girl, I think the best would just go with bala, unless you have some bigger, unfamiliar, complicated word that you can find in spoken Sanskrit or something. But for say a baby girl, you can say bala. So stalika would become stalika yah. Kunchika?
Kunchika yah.
Amba?
Maya.
Mala.
Maya.
Sita.
Sita.
Sanchika.
Sanchika.
Lata.
Lata.
Betika.
Betika.
Panchalika.
Mapika.
Mapika.
Adhanika.
Adhanika.
Nidhanika.
Nidhanika.
Trichakrika.
Trichakrika.
Dvichakrika.
Dvichakrika.
Javanika.
Javanika.
Nauka.
Nauka. Nauka. So you have to remember that. Okay, let's do the sentences. So the first example says Shaka and Patram. So Shaka Yaha Patram. So branches, leaf. Astuva. Utpitika.
Utpitika.
Utpitika. Yaha padaha. Tiktavattika.
Tiktavattika.
Tiktavattika. Yaha prakashaha. So the candles, light. Sarala.
Saralayah
anuja. Jeshta. Jeshtayah putraha. Kunchika.
Kunchikayah
talaha. So the key is lock. Javanika.
Javanikayah
vastram. Panchalika.
Panchalika
yaha yutakam. Panchalika yaha yutakam. And then for strilingam, ta would become tasyaha. So for saha, it was tasya, and for tat, it was tasya. But for sa would be tasyaha. First, esha would be and then ka would be kasyaha. So in my homework, if I see eshasya or sasya or eshasyaha or anything like that, I will be very, very, very sad. that word does not exist. So eshaha would be tasya astava, not sasya or eshasya or whatever it is. So please don't make that mistake.
Sorry, I could not follow. Could you please repeat?
Oh, just make sure you don't, it's e tasya, like sa would be tasyaha and esha would be etasyaha. Please don't say eshasyaha because that's not a word. Eshasyaha is not a word. It's etasyaha. And saha okay. would be tasyaha. And eshaha would be, no, saha would be tasya. And then eshaha would be etasya. Please don't say eshasya. If you say eshasya, I'll be very sad.
Okay. I got it. Thank you.
Okay. And then last one, ikaranta strilingam. So nadi would be nadyaha.
Nadiya. Oh.
Nadyaha. So the would cut in half. Nadyaha. Bhavati.
Bhavatyaha.
So
now I got.
So Bhavati or Bhavatyaha. But for Bhavan it would be Bhavataha. Please don't say Bhavatya. So Bhavan would be Bhavataha. Bhavatyaha Namaki. What is your name? Bhavatyaha Namaki. And another common one was Kaikeyi. This is a tricky one. But it would be Kaikeyaha. I think I spelled it wrong when I taught this, but this is the correct spelling. And then Lakshmihi would be Lakshmiyaha.
Lakshmiyaha.
Okay. So remember these exceptions, they also follow the same rules. Lakshmiyaha. Nadyaha. So the example says Bhagini would be Bhaginyaha. Vellani.
Vellanyaha.
Vellanyaha. Pushpadhani.
Pushpadhanyaha.
Pushpadhanyaha. Kartari.
Kartaryaha.
Bhashpasthali.
Kartaryaha.
Bhashpasthalyaha.
Bhashpasthalyaha.
Vidyarthini.
Vidyarthinyaha.
Darvi.
Darvyaha.
Dhoni.
Dronyaha.
Dronyaha. Astava. And then Viji is a name. So to say Viji's pen, you say Vidyaha Lekhani. That's the example. So next one, Lekhani.
Lekhanyaha mapi.
Mashi. Mashi. Ink. So the pen's ink. Mashi.
Mashyaha kupi.
Kupi. Oh. They spell kupi wrong. The top one is.
Pyaha varnaha.
Oops. This is the right one. Kupi. Kupyaha varnaha.
Pyaha varnaha.
Bhashpasthali.
Bhashpasthalyaha.
Bhashpaha. Parvati.
Bhashpasthalyaha.
Parvatyaha nivasaha.
Parvatyaha nivasaha. This. Okay, good. Does everyone understand this? So this is the little chart. Akaranta pullingaha, akaranta
pullingaha. Ramaha, Rama, Ramasya, Ramasya.
Maa, Maya.
And then this is the Sarvanama Padam. Does anyone have any questions? Let's do. Okay. Venkat Mohdi, Venkat Mohdi,
I have a question, Bhagini. Yes. Jeshtasya putraha is... will it not be Jeshta putraha generally? Because it does, I don't see it, there's a possessiveness in the Jeshta.
You mean like older?
It's, yeah, we saw in one of the slides, it's elder son. So I don't see any possessive in the elder.
You're right, like Jeshta could be an additive. It's in a previous slide, let's go back.
Yeah, maybe two or three slides back. Maybe someone's name is Jeshta, then Jeshtasya Putraha is fine. But
Jeshtam is older lady. First.
I usually use it as a... Is it here?
Even before it. The, not this one. Later.
Later than this?
Trilingam.
Trilingam?
Yeah, Jeshta came in the...
Jeshta?
Yeah. Jeshtayaha putraha.
Oh. Did it say the meaning?
Ah, it was elder. Maybe, yeah, this.
Oh, yeah. Jeshta.
Yeah.
Jeshta. When I use it, I usually use it as an adjective, but maybe they could have meant an elder person. Here.
Mm-hmm. As I see, all these other possessive things are, I mean, that could be possessive in general or in natural, but Jeshta, unless it's someone's name is Jeshta.
Okay, I'll see that again.
It's my view.
some words, they're like that. Some words are adjectives, or some words can be, that same adjective can be used as a noun. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Good question. So next week. Yes, Mahodaya.
Actually, I just googled it. Bhavati means to become, to happen, to constitute.
Mm-hmm.
But it says you. So is this word has two meanings or what?
That one is like. This one is Bhavati.
Oh.
The other one is Bhavati. That's the Ikaranta. This Bhavati is Ikaranta.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Thank you.
Yep. Good question. When I like type up or when I do my homework, sometimes I get question. I get confused between the Bhavatis. So that's one thing to remember. This to say for a female it would be Bhavati, but to become would be Bhavati.
Okay.
All the verbs, they end with T.
Sure. Okay.
Astu. So next week, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a Google form, and then you're just going to convert. I'll give you a list of words in Sanskritum. You have to convert it into Shashti Vibhakti. So next week, I'm going to give a Google Forms, it's going to be a quiz, a small quiz, during class time. So my group for students, we did that once with I gave them a word and then they told me their meaning. And then sometimes I gave them the English word and then they convert to Sanskritam. So like that, next week we're going to have a small quiz. And then all you're going to do is just convert the words that I gave you from my Quizlet. That can also be found in my day one slide. So just go through that, and then you're going to convert that into Shashti Vibhaktihi. So it's during class time. I'm just going to do it in the beginning of class. And we're going to go over it. Nothing, don't take it too seriously. It's just for me to see where you are. Just to make sure you practice this, because the Vibhaktis are very important. So, does anyone have any questions about the quiz next week? And please don't be surprised. I told you ahead already. So I don't want to hear, oh, I didn't know there was a quiz today. Okay. So next we're going to do this new lesson. So finally we're done with the reviewing and we're going to go and learn Mastu, Paryaptam and Avashyakam. So let me open the Abhyasa Pustakam. Okay, can any one person read the direction and then the small story? Actually, you know what? I need two volunteers, and then we're going to do the story. Two volunteers. Who wants to
I can read.
Is it Narasimha, and then who else?
M.V. Rao.
Astu, M.V. Rao Mahodaya. Okay, Narasimha Mahodaya, you can be the Vitarakaha, and then M.V. Rao Mahodaya, you can be Grahakaha.
Vitarakaha, Boho Kim.
Oh, wait, let me read the direction. So, Etat Sambhashana Patatu means read this conversation. So, Narasimha Mahodaya, Vitarakaha.
Boho Kim.
Kapi Avashyakam.
Jalam Avashyakam Kim.
Kapi Mastu. Kapi Avashyakam.
Chikaratu.
Kinchit Sharkara.
Svikaratu. Punaha Avashyakam Va.
Paryaptam. Punaha Mastu.
Good. So Vitarakaha, he says, Voho Kim Avashyakam. The waiter is asking. Voho is a general way to address someone. So usually we say Bhagini or Mahodayaha or Mahodaya. You can also say Voho. So Voho Kim Avashyakam. Avashyakam means what?
Necessity.
Yes. What do you want? What do you need?
What do you want?
What do you want?
What do you want?
And then the grahakaha, the customer says, kapi avashyakam. What does that mean?
I need coffee.
And then he says, jalam avashyakam kim?
Do you want water?
Mastu, kapi avashyakam. What is
not necessary. Coffee is required.
Mastu means no, don't want, no thanks. And then he says again, I want coffee. Svikarotu. What does svikarotu mean?
I accept.
Svikarotu means
okay.
Take it. Svikarotu means take it.
Accept it.
Take it is to.
He's giving the coffee and he's.
Oh yeah, svikarotu means.
Okay.
Like to receive.
Okay, I accept it.
Yeah, to accept it. And then kinchit sharkara.
Little bit of sugar.
Little bit of sugar, I guess.
Very less sugar.
Kinchit sharkara. It's not there, but avashyakam. Kinchit sharkara. So kinchit means small. Kinchit, little bit. And then svikarotu. Punaha avashyakam va.
Do you want again?
Do you need again? So.
Paryaptam.
Do you want sharkara again? I guess.
Enough.
And then he says paryaptam. Punaha mastu. Enough.
No,
I don't want it again.
Good. So this is pretty easy. Avashyakam mastu svikarotu paryaptam. So next time, when you're in the house, you can, when you're serving dinner or lunch or breakfast, whatever one, you can use these small conversations. अस्तु वा. ओके
विद्या.
Okay. So we're going to learn this. In the Kriyapadam, everyone remembers Kriyapadam, right? Gachati, Svikaroti, Dadati, Gachati, Agachati, Kridati, Chalati, Gayati, Nityati, I can go on. And then, so we're going to learn the Agnya and the Prathana. Agnya is request and then Prathana is order. Oh no, it's all the way around. But, so we know that Ramaha, in any Kriyapadam, it ends with ti. So Ramaha gachati, Sita gachati, Mitram gachati, Bhavan gachati, Bhavati gachati. Right? And then in the Agnya Prathana Kriyapadam, it will become Ramaha gachatu. Sita gachatu, Mitram gachatu, Bhavan kridatu, Bhavati kridatu, Bhavan gayatu, Mitram hasatu, so on. And then in the Vartamana Kala, everything's in present tense, by the way. Everything in present tense. And then aham, you say aham gayami, aham nrityami, aham chalami, aham karomi, right? And then in the request, this is rarely used, but you could say aham svikaromi, aham svikarani, aham patani, aham, and so on. Astu, I'm not super, to be honest, I'm not super familiar with the Uttama Purushaha, the aham version of the request and the order. So if I might make a mistake here and there on that.
Question, Bhagini.
Yes. Yes.
What is the difference between aham gachami, aham gachani?
Aham gachami is I am going, and then aham gachani means like should I go?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So, like, gachatu means you do. Bhavan gachatu, you go. And then bhavan kridatu means you play. It's commanding. Astuva. So, if it ends in tu, that means to command. Bhavan nityatu, you dance. Sita gayatu, Sita, you, Sita, sing, to command. Astuva. So, patati. Patatu, patami, patani. Nityati, nityatu, nityami, nityani. Asti, astu, asmi, asani. And these are a list of verbs. So, as always, you can like just look in the L1 handout that I gave. It should be in my Google Sites page. But gachati, gachami, gachatu, gachani. So gachatu means you go. Agachatu, you come. Or he comes. Like that. So these are all command words. So on.
Question, Bhairi.
Yes, Mahodaya.
So in case of I, it will not be order, it will be only a request.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the title says I request order, so I was just wondering.
Yeah, it's very rarely used, so I'm not super familiar with how to use it. But I guess it's nice to know it. Actually, when I learned from the Abhyasapthakam, I didn't even think it's in the Abhyasapthakam. So I never learned it. So.
Okay, thank you.
So these are some, like in this picture, he's saying, Agachatu, you come.
Welcome.
Pibatu, you drink. And then, Grinnatu, you hold. or the old man holds, to hold. And upavishatu, to sit, and then khadatu, you eat, and then pashyatu, you see, like that, and so forth, so on. Does everyone understand what it means to command? And the difference between the words?
Bhagini question, suppose we have to say, please eat, then you say kripaya?
Yeah, kripaya khadatu.
Khadatu, yeah.
Yeah, kripaya means please. Okay, who wants to read this?
Bhagini?
Yes, yes, Mahoday.
Kripaya is for punlingam, strilingam, napunsaklingam, or it's...
You can use it for all lingam.
Oh,
it doesn't matter. Lingabedaha nasti. There's no difference.
Thank you.
Anything. Who wants to read the first two? Who wants to read this whole slide?
I read. Yeshaha patati.
Nasimada, you can go ahead.
Yeshaha patati.
Good.
Bhavan api patatu.
Api.
Api patatu.
Balakatrayam kredati. He putra. Idanim ma.
क्रीडतु
अहे पुत्र इदानीं मा क्रीडतु पठतु यतः श्वः परीक्षा अस्ति
श्वः परीक्षा
हे पुत्र इदानीं मा क्रीडतु हे पुत्र इदानीं मा क्रीडतु पठतु यतः स्व परीक्षा अस्ति
गुड अस्तु सो फर्स्ट इट सेज एषः पठति सो ही स्टडीज और रीड्स भवान अपि पठतु यू आल्सो रीड सो द पर्सन इज कमांडिंग हिम टू रीड अपि मींस आल्सो एंड च मींस एंड
बट देयर इज अ वर्ड प्लीज वेयर इट इज एक्चुअली
ओ इट्स नॉट Okay, I'll add it. Bhavan api kripaya patatu. I know in the English translation it says. But I think that cut off. I'll add that. Yes.
Or maybe
patatu also means request, so yes. Please in English.
Patatu.
Is it not either request or order?
It's a general.
Yes, general request or order. Same thing.
पठतु
यतः श्वः परीक्षा अस्ति सो हे पुत्र बालकत्रयं मीन्स् त्री बाय्स् क्रीडति सो त्री बाय्स् प्ले And he putra means
he son
idanim means now ma kridatu don't ma means don't number mastu means no thanks ma kridatu means don't play pathatu study yatah because shwah means tomorrow pariksha asti
wow
so
why
there
not,
you go
ma kridatu Sorry, I have a question. Why not na kridatu?
Okay, there's a difference between no and don't.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, so no play wouldn't make sense, right? Don't play. So ma is like don't. And then we didn't learn this yet, but hey putra. Is sambodhana. That's also one vibhakti, but it's not, it's like, I guess it's the eighth vibhakti, but there's actually technically only seven. But he putra is addressing the sambodhana. He putra, he amba, and so forth. Well, does everyone understand this conversation? Any questions?
Shwaha means tomorrow, Bhagini.
Yeah, Shwaha means tomorrow. Shwaha means tomorrow.
For yesterday, what you say?
Shaha. ह्यः
टुडे
अद्य
अद्य
one second, can you please repeat yesterday? What is it?
Hyah.
Day after tomorrow?
Parashvah.
And Parashyah is day before yesterday.
Parashyah is the day before yesterday.
Parashyah.
Okay, you'll learn all that too. Asu. Let's go to the Abhyasa Pustakam. Oh, there's nothing much in the book. Oh, I missed a slide. Okay. I'll just stick with my slides. I'll read these two sentences. Anyone?
Janakaha kupyati.
Mm-hmm.
Balakaha रोदिति माता याचति भोः कृपया मा निन्दतु
ओके सो जनकः कुप्यति सो कुप्यति एंग्री सो जनकः बिकम्स वेल जनक इज एंग्री हियर एंग्री इज अ वर्ब बट इन इंग्लिश इट्स अ नाउन MB Rai Mahoday, can you stay on mute?
He's angry.
Can you stay on mute karotu. Mute karotu, krupaya. And then Balakaha Roditi means the boy cries. And then Mata Yachati means Mata or Amba. I prefer Amba because Amba conjugations are easier. So Amba Yachati means Amba requests boho remember it's you can use it for male or female it's same thing as bhagini or mahodaya or mahodayah kripaya ma nindatu please don't scold iti means this as well okay Okay, so last week we did the daily activities, Dinacharya. So now we're going to convert all these sentences into Agnya Prathana. So it's supposed to be Parivartayatu, but Parivartayatu means to convert. So first, sentence is Sita Nidrati. What would it become? If you want to command.
Sita Nidratu.
Sita Nidratu. Danta Dhavanam Karoti.
Danta Dhavanam Karoti.
Danta Dhavanam Karoti. Brush your teeth. Mukham Prakshalayati Cha. मुखं प्रक्षालयतु च व्यायामं करोतु करोति व्यायामं करोतु भोजनं खादति भोजनं खादतु वस्त्रं धरति वस्त्रं धरतु कार्यालयं गच्छति कार्यालयं गच्छतु कार्यं करोति कार्यं करोतु do your work कारयानं चालयति कारयानं चालयतु वस्तूनि क्रीणाति वस्तूनि क्रीणातु गायति नृत्यति च गायतु नृत्यतु च फलरसं पिबति फलरसं पिबतु स्नाति ओके अस्तु समयः अभवत् काइंड ऑफ does everyone have access to this everyone handout? It has all the works. Did everyone go through it? Good, because this is very important. It's very helpful with all the kriya padam. It's in English too, and it has the meaning. Astu up. So, welcome, mother. Can you stand? Dhanyavadaha. Okay. So your homework is to is the Kakasya Katha. You're supposed to look at the pictures and then you're supposed to make sentences, at least 9 sentences for the 9 pictures. So that's that. And then next one is to review for your quiz next week. It's basically just converting. So I'll give you some words and you have to convert it into Shashti Vibhakti. And then that's all homework I have. Does anyone need extra homework? Does anyone need more abhyasa, more practice on anything else?
Anyone may I know where is the L1 handout?
30 become 7:30. I have missed. Yes.
The L1 handout. Let me show it.
Alone handout kutrasi.
Good, just thank you. So has everyone seen my Google face before? This is how it looks. So I usually send this link in my emails. And in my emails you can go to the right side, which has all the notes and all the wait, everyone can see my screen, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So on the right side, it has all the homework and everything. And over here, it says L1 handout plus Kriya Padani. So there you can see the, we'll have some like Geetams and all the verbs. If you click this, then it'll open a separate page and then you can go through the Kriya Padani. Did you get that?
Sure. Astu. Dhanyavadaha.
No problem. Good. Please keep up the Sanskrit. So does anyone need extra homework? I mean, not extra homework. I don't want to word it that way. Does anyone need more abhyasam on any other topics? Like, is just telling you guys to review for Shashti Bhakti fine, or do you guys need actual, like, translation sentences for Shashti Bhakti? Or even
translation of sentences for Shashti Bhakti is... we need, actually. Okay. We have to do that. Otherwise, we cannot go for that.
Okay, I'll give you some worksheets on translating with the... on Abhyasam with Shashti Vibhakti. Does anyone need any more review with Eshaha Kaha or Aham Kaha or, you know, the professions or identifying if it's Trilingam Pullingam or the Kriyapadani? Any of those atra tatra, any more, you guys need more practice on that too, or is that fine?
It's fine. You're good.
ओके ओके अस्तु सो एज़ ऑलवेज़ यू कैन ईमेल मी योर फीडबैक और एनी यू कैन प्लीज ईमेल मी योर होमवर्क प्लीज ईमेल मी योर स्टोरीज बिकॉज I really like it. I really like to read, and I can help you if you made any mistakes or anything, and I can fix it for you. So please try to email me your homework. Wow. Any other questions?
Bhagini, one,
before we, yes.
Yes, please. One question. I see these last two sessions, today's and the one before. For me, it is a bit going faster, or maybe the contents are more. If it is considering the batch 4 and 6 together until today, that is fine. I don't know if this will be the same for the next session as well. Will
yeah.
that be okay? I mean,
yeah.
So when we move, yeah.
So since I merged group 6 with group 4, I had to review, and that's why it went fast. But it looks like group 6 has been doing a good job with. Keeping up, even though it's been fast. That's why I've been asking if you guys need more practice with it. And we'll definitely review. Like, when we do the conversations, all these small things, the Eshaha, and then the Aam, Nahava, Atatata, it will come inside. So I guess that will be good review. And then it will be like this from now on. So since now we're basically done with the review, next week I'm planning to just give you the quiz. And then after that, we'll just continue with the Abhyasa Pustakam.
Okay. So then it will be the normal pace.
Yeah, so these are your classmates. Swagatam.
Yep. Sorry?
So these are going to be your classmates. These are, this is it, group 4 and group 6. There's no
yeah,
other
yeah.
group.
Yeah, yeah that is fine. I mean,
that answered your question, right?
Yes, it's just the content which I hope that, I mean, mm-hmm. It is from next class onwards there won't be it's not like a review for both batches, but it will be the normal class.
Yeah, yeah, that's why in my slides I put like day 8 plus review, because
okay.
it's been just review for the past 3 days.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sairam, the timing has changed.
Yes Bhagini, I sent out an email in the US. They have,
okay.
you know, the daylight savings time.
So what time does this class start?
9:30 p.m. in Eastern time.
Indian
time. Does anyone remember Indian time?
7 o'clock.
Seven o'clock.
Okay.
7 o'clock.
I just joined, so I missed everything. Okay, thank you.
That's okay, Bhagini. You can listen to the recording, go through my slides.
Yes,
half
yes.
of it was review, so.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Indian time 7 or 7:30?
7. Right? 7 a.m.?
7.
7
a.m.
7 to 8:30. 7
to
8:30.
Thank
you. No problem. Any other questions? Astu. Sarve bhavantu sukhinaha. Sarve
santu niramaya. Sarve bhadrani vasantu. मा कश्चिदः दुःखः भवेत्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।
नौ यू केन् सी दिस् भवन्तु एण्ड् पश्यन्तु सन्तु
मा कश्चित्
यु नो द कनेक्शन् ओके ओके पुनर्मिलामः धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः
भगिनी धन्यवादः।